Are you a wide-awake prayer warrior? Prayer is, of course, one of the most effective ways of administering the victory of Calvary, and it is one of the two tasks to which the apostles gave themselves. See Acts 6, verse 4. You can be sure that it will be hindered and assailed from all quarters. Who has not gone apart to pray and found his mind go blank, or be flooded with unholy or distracting thoughts? Some, on the other hand, fall asleep while at prayer. Again, it is surprising what a lot of things you remember that you have to do when you decide to pray. Have you ever associated these hindrances with the powers of evil? Do you realize that they can interfere in your prayer life? I always associate the devil with that sluggish, helpless night which the disciples spent near our Lord on the eve of Calvary, when reprovingly he said to them, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray." Matthew 26:40-41. I think that the devil must have caused them to sleep when they should have been vigilant and supporting the Lord in his conflict. The incident at least shows the advantage of fellowship in watching and prayer.